Now, on Sunday, the Cambridgeshire Guided Busway will open. 2.5 years late and tens of millions of pounds over the budget, the busway will be the longest of its kind in the world, stretching 25 kilometres from St Ives, north of Cambridge, to Addenbrooke's Hospital to the south. Well, Catherine Carr went to see what exactly a guided busway is and why it's attracted so much opposition.
It is a bit of a national joke. When I talk to people in the Department for Transport, they are aware of it and not in a positive way. I'm Julian Huppert and I'm the MP for Cambridge. I've always been against the guided bus. Not because I'm anti-buses, obviously they're good, but it's not the right solution here in Cambridge. It misses the point. Converting an old railway line into a busway which is only guided through the countryside where it doesn't need it and then hits all the Cambridge traffic is simply not a great idea.
So what was the idea? Well, it was for a smooth, sunken concrete track, which would allow buses to zip past the notoriously congested A14, carrying passengers into Cambridge. For around £5,000 each, normal buses are fitted with small rubber wheels, which stick out above the wheel arches sideways. These steer the bus along the track. The driver keeps his hands off the wheel until the bus hits the city, the concrete track ends, and the guided bus becomes, well, just a bus.
But it's a broken system. If you look at the map of it, it looks like a broken leg.
Tim Phillips is from the group Cast Iron. They campaigned to reopen the railway line from St Ives to Cambridge rather than build the guided busway.
The two main comparators are in Essen in Germany, which was first experimented with in the 60s and has never been expanded, and the Adelaide system in Australia. Those two are so completely different from the Cambridgeshire scheme that really you have to say the Cambridgeshire scheme is an entirely novel project.
8 miles outside of Cambridge now, to the north, I'm on the site of the Long Stanton Park and Ride. This will also open on Sunday along with the guided bus. There's no passengers here at the moment, but there are some buses. They're being laid on to give people like me an idea of what a guided bus looks and feels like.
It drives so smooth and it's so different because there's no potholes and that in the road. You just drive it like you would do a normal bus, but you just don't have to steer.
Bus driver Michael Capper. He took me on a trip towards St Ives on a stretch of the smooth guided track.
Compared to the A14 driving on the road, you're driving through lovely countryside, you can't beat it.
What about when the countryside bit stops and you hit the city?
Yeah, it's just the same as any other bus, really, then. It'd go through the traffic as normal. We use the bus lane, so we get through into the city quite quickly.
Today, I've been looking at some typical journeys that involve, potentially, the use of the guideway. Journeys from Huntingdon, from St Ives, from the villages along the line, to places like, well, the centre of Cambridge itself, obviously, to Cambridge Station, to Addenbrooke's Hospital, and to Trumpington Park and Ride. And four out of ten of those journeys are going to be marginally, and only very marginally, improved by using the guided busway. The other six, it is better to stick to the existing services.
The guided bus is a so-called rapid transit system and was proposed under Labour as an alternative to light rail. In that sense, it's a kind of national experiment and has proved a costly one. MP Julian Huppert again.
The total cost so far, obviously subject to legal arguments, is some £180 million or so. Was that a good deal? I just don't think that was a good deal for the benefits it will provide to some people. You know, it's a great cycle path, you know, very expensive cycle path.
Well, how much it finally costs is yet to be sorted out between us and the contractor. Yes, it's been very frustrating that it's taken so long, frustrating for us in the team delivering it, frustrating for the people that want to use it.
Bob Mingus is head of busway delivery for Cambridgeshire County Council. The council's currently in dispute with the contractors Bam Nuttall over the final costs of the project. Bam Nuttall have spent £150 million building the route, but are only due to be paid £87 million by the council. This dispute has caused the delay in opening the busway, and there is a possibility that the case may end up in court. Bob Mingus, however, is still strident in his support of the scheme.
Before I was doing this, I was involved in a whole series of measures in the centre of Cambridge to free up space. So the bus has got a pretty good run through Cambridge now as it is.
There's been some journey times mapped by Cast Iron, one of the groups who preferred the use of railway, reopening the railway, to putting in the guided bus. And they say that 60% of imagined journeys, the ones that you're hoping will be faster, won't actually be faster at all.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're looking at sort of bus timetables, and the big difference is that the on-road routes that use the A14, they get stuck in the traffic. There's long tailbacks of 10, 20 minutes to get into Cambridge in the morning on all the main routes, and we avoid that on the guided busway, so they're not comparing like with like.
Do you think at £180 million, if it ends up costing that much, it can ever be worth it?
Well, I don't believe it will cost that much, and we obviously have a view about what the outcome of the dispute with the contractor will be. But in terms of any comparable infrastructure, actually we are talking about 25 kilometres of guided busway here, and if you compare that with, say, Nottingham Tram, which was half the length and twice that price, you can kind of see that actually it's still representing quite good value for money.
We provided fully costed plans which showed that the line could have been reopened all the way to Huntingdon for around £50 million.
Tim Phillips from Cast Iron again.
These plans were put together using real quotes from real railway construction and infrastructure companies. So, yes, we did have a plan that was viable.
It's not entirely clear what the best solution was. And one of the problems was there wasn't the detailed study that was done of either light rail or heavy rail to the same standard to work out what that would actually cost. Light or heavy rail would have been much more efficient.
Now, the money for this project, some of it came from central government, who wanted to see about rapid transport and find out whether this was a solution. Is that the reason that it ended up being built?
Not at all, no. It's something the county's been looking at for a very long time, and the government recognised that there needs to be both an upgrade of the A14 and the public transport alternative. We've delivered the public transport alternative in form of the guided busway, which is by far the most economical way of delivering this. And unfortunately, the A14 upgrade has been cancelled. It goes in parallel with it, so we've delivered our part of the bargain.
Whether central government funding was an incentive or not, another major reason for the busway's creation were plans for the largest new town since Milton Keynes, which is due to be built just north of Cambridge. To date, not a single sod on the site of Northstow has been turned, which may, somewhere down the line, put a major spanner in the works.
For the last 7 years, I've been managing director of Stagecoach East, and my name is Andy Campbell. There's 10,000 houses going to be built just over there from the point where we are at the moment. I think in the short term we may lose money, but we always thought that that was the case, and we looked at this as a long-term business objective.
When do you turn around and say to the County Council, this isn't what we bargained for?
Well, we've committed to a minimum level of service for 5 years. If the houses aren't there at the end of the 5 years, then we would review the minimum level of service. But we committed to operate for 10 years anyway. So I'm pretty confident that in that time we will see the houses built.
Cast Iron has had to be a bit of a chameleon, and I have to say that at the moment our role is as a monitoring organisation, because we are absolutely determined that if the guided bus doesn't perform well, and we really believe it will not perform well because the figures just don't stack up, we are absolutely determined that we are going to counter the hype that will no doubt come from the promoters, Cambridgeshire County Council, who, bear in mind, are also the local transport planning authority. So it's in their interest to make out that it is a success.
When will you judge it a success?
I think we'll probably want to give it time. We're opening in August, which is an interesting time in terms of commuter traffic, etc. I think we probably want to give it at least a year to actually say, yeah, it is up and running. Parking lot has just kept growing year on year on year. We'd expect to see the same thing here.
We've spent all of the money. We've pulled up the railway tracks. We've done all of the work. You know, it would be a disaster if nobody actually uses it. I'd like it to be a success. I'd like people to use it for the trips where it will work. What's always worried me is there's not enough trips where it will work, where it will help.
MP Julian Huppert ending that report, and you can hear the Transport Minister live on The World this weekend on Sunday debating the implications of the scheme.